Happy New Year. So the passage today is from the book of Hebrews, so we're going to focus on just a key verse today and how that verse is, and the theme of that verse is relevant to us and the new year. So let's read the key verse, read our passage today all together. Okay? Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. So the title for the message today is He Who Promised is Faithful. He Who Promised is Faithful. So I'm really thinking a lot about seasons and rhythms and this kind of thing in our life and what we're all going through, very different type things with COVID. Made me think of the seasons of winter and spring and summer and fall. They're, for those of us who live in Ohio and the Midwest, they're regular facets of our life. We know what season comes before. So what was the season just before this season? Fall. What's the season we're in now? Winter, right? And what's the next season coming? Spring. What's the season after that? Summer. And then what comes after that? Right. So each season, we know kind of what to expect, what season we're in, kind of what we can generally anticipate coming next. But at the same time, there's some uncertainty about what kind of winter is it going to be? How much snow are we going to really get? How short will the fall season be with the changing weather? So there's some uncertainty and yet excitement about what's ahead. The same is true for our faith journeys. Late December and early January is the time we take stock of our past, especially the past year. Examine our present. Where are we at now? And aim toward what's ahead. We have both much uncertainty and potential excitement and hope. And even more consistent than the progression of the seasons, we know God is faithful. He who made and makes promises is faithful to keep them. Whether in sunshine or rain, through the darkest night and the brightest dawn. So today, let's take some time as a community to consider where we've been, where we are, and where the faithful God may lead us in 2021. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and thank you for so many things this year. Thank you for this morning that we already heard the message through Katie and through Kids Space, and the joy and energy we sense in our lives through the involvement of our kids in things that really matter to us. Grow us, mature us, help us to take stock together of where we've been and where we're at and where you're taking us, both as a community and in deeper and more targeted personal ways. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So first, let us consider where we've been. So 2020 began with a simple invitation, come to Jesus. Little did we know the kind of weariness and burdens to come upon us and the whole world through the COVID-19 pandemic, not to mention nationally in the worst season of wildfires, the worst season of hurricanes, the intense political environment this past year, and heart-wrenching racial injustice crises seemingly happening every month or so. God continues to have much for us to learn through this unique struggle in time and history, things that perhaps we could learn no other way, yoking with Jesus and learning from him. During the first couple months of the year, our church family did our best to dive into the prophetic passages of Isaiah. Does anybody remember the Isaiah restorative passages? Right, a couple months we did that to really allow this key verse and this prophetic invitation that Isaiah spoke, that Jesus made real, to come and find rest for our soul. Our hope was this would help us to resonate this direction within our community. And it was something new and inspiring for many of us to study the book of Isaiah. This led to Bible passages surrounding the theme of relationships and friendship as we prepared for a workshop-style spring conference. And then what? Here came COVID. COVID began to make its indelible and devastating mark on the world. We switched to purely online services for a while on Uber, and having praise and worship from the Lewis family room with all the noise and activity, my kids, their excitement in the background, and meditating together through the book of Habakkuk, joining the prophet's cry. What was his cry? Does anyone remember? How long, Lord? All right, so we're still in that cry. How long, Lord? In all this, the faithful God was making us to yoke with Jesus, to learn healthier patterns of life, including our professional and family household settings, in every facet of our life. This found additional relevance and significance and even personal application as we moved in to study the life of Abraham, his life and covenant relationship with God, progressing our children strategically through the covenant progressions in the Bible, starting from Noah to now Abraham to this year. We're looking to either stay in the patriarchs or move to the Moses covenant, the Sinai covenant. We had to do a stay-at-home kids camp and found ways to stay connected and on track with each other as much as possible. Including, we created Kids Space online for the worship services, and many joined the Emotionally Healthy Relationships course and the new worship team as we traversed the difficult waters of Revelation 4 through 7, welcomed Hannah to Toledo officially, and concluded our summer. Fall semester started at UT and for our children, with a just conglomerate mix of online and hybrid and face-to-face school and classes. All of us were forced to adjust to a new normal and to keep trusting in our faithful God as we began John's gospel study. We upgraded our technology and streamed a higher quality worship service through YouTube. And we began to be more intentional in our worship service patterns and rhythms based on the kids. What was the memorable phrase? Kids, do you remember? Something to do with some type of pet in a picture. What is it? A cat pic. Does anybody remember what the A is? Adoration, awesome. Adore, what is the C? Confess. The second A, it's a No, that's the first A is a door. What's the next A? We don't have our chat open. Some people remember. Affirm, right? God affirms or assures us of his grace. What's the T? Thanksgiving. Timo's got it back there. What's the P? Petition, the I. I like that. Instruct. And then the C, the last C. Commune, right? Commune. And the kids, right, your participation in our services brought much needed energy and joy to us all and continues to really be a source of life and joy to us all. As we did our best to study and engage with students and try to get more presence in social media, support family and friends and adjust to the continuing COVID-19 realities at work and everywhere. The leaves started to change and Thanksgiving and Advent all of a sudden were upon us. We revisited these themes of hope and peace and joy and love and have mostly enjoyed a quiet Christmas and New Year season. Though we really now really pray for this Ticinos family. Really going through some really hard things together. The faithful God has been with us, giving us rest, teaching us, disconnecting us from things that we thought were important, connecting us a little more, and being true to his promises in Christ Jesus our Lord. Second, let us consider where we are. One thing for sure, where we are is the place where God has allowed and led us to be. He has not left or forsaken us. He is the faithful Emmanuel God who has been with us all the way. We are all getting slowly reoriented after the disorientation of 2020. We found what was actually not as essential as we thought. We can do without a lot of things that we thought were so important to our happiness. Things found their rightful place in our lives. In all the quarantining and social distancing, we were forced to press into our closest relationships and even our spacious inner worlds. We became more self-aware and realized and recognized the need for God's love and attention in more specific ways in our lives, in our families, in our community, in the world. Issues, perhaps neglected, got much needed attention. Once consuming issues that kind of just dominated our life narrative became much smaller and found their rightful place in our lives. Amidst the many competing stories of our lives and world, including COVID, it is the gospel story, the story of God coming as a man to rescue and redeem the world through the cross. That's most important and most crucial, should be the most illuminating story in our lives and community. We need to do our part to more actively rehearse the gospel story, making space for the faithful God to renew his promises among us. We need wisdom for the next steps in facilitating a multi-generational worship environment here in our church. What we're trying now, kids' space and the worship team involving members more in the passage reading and singing has been a good start. We want to even more deeply integrate everyone's, including the kids, participation and involvement in different ways in our worship in our service and in our love for each other and the world. On the recent church survey, interestingly, about a third felt we were oriented over here toward the community. About a third said we're kind of oriented toward the kids, and about a third said we're oriented over there on the campus. So everyone had a little different thoughts about where our focus was, but everyone at least agreed we really need all three, a healthy balance of all three. Such dynamic balance and integration is not going to come by us clearly articulating plans. It's going to come as we center our community life within the gospel story, when we trust and believe in the faithful God and his promises. He'll lead us to have such life-giving, dynamic ministry in all areas of our life and community. Third, let us consider how the faithful God may lead us in 2021. So despite all our modern advances in science and technology and human advancement, all it took was God allowing one little bug to get loose to bring the world to its knees. So much is beyond our ability to control or even anticipate. Nonetheless, some things are within reach with the help of God's grace, with Jesus by our side, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts. Our Toledo key verse reads, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." We believe this verse gives us God's framework and direction as he leads us into 2021. The whole key verse is framed, and I love what Katie said about prayer, because the whole key verse is some way framed as a prayer and a request toward God. Let us hold unswervingly. Lord, let us consider. We talk and pray to the promise maker and promise keeper of the cosmic universe. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. This request pleads for us to hold on to the gospel hope made certain in Jesus Christ. We don't turn to the left or right. We seek to unswervingly cling to the love, the forgiveness, the healing, the unity, the resilience we believe in and profess through the gospel. This year, we want to renew, deepen, and discover God's hope newly in what we are doing in our Sunday gatherings and beyond, through the books of John, Lamentations, James, probably some Exodus in there, and others. We want to profess this hope in worship, in small group, in family devotion, in the workplace, and in the lives of college students. For he who promised is faithful. God will be faithful to make his hope come alive and to consistently invite us into his gospel story and realities. This year, we will be more intentional about emphasizing the progression of the gospel in the narrative, in the story of the gospel, in the seasons traditionally acknowledged by the church, as we also pay attention to the unique seasons of our community, the things we value and hold important that mark our calendars. In this way, we pray that the faithful God will more deeply and practically embed our stories with the gospel story. the story of God's divine rescue mission coming from heaven to earth to save and redeem us, to make and remake us into the image of God we were originally given to display for his glory. This divine rescue mission is our story. We are the rescued, the beloved, the beautiful, the mysterious, the broken, the hospital-like, no, we need a lot of help, addicted because of sin, people needing each other just to maintain our sanity at times. That's who we are. And there's something glorious we are becoming together, beyond imagination. And we may dip into that even around Easter time. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Does anyone know when do you usually use the word spur? What kind of animals do you use the word spur with, usually? James? A cat? That would be purr. What about spur? Can I give you a hint? All right, you ready? Yes. I wasn't a very good horse, but that was a horse. So when you spur the horse, you know, the horse just kind of like, dun, 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 and you spur the horse and you get it going. You motivate it. You creatively aim it toward where you want to go. It's an act of love and an act of discipline and concern, and we got to move. We can't just, dun, 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 right? There's something beautiful and wonderful God has for us to take hold of. Together and individually. So what is that? Let us consider. Think about it. If you're not sure how to love someone, then probably the first step may be to just spend some time with them. Don't just try to do something that you think will encourage them, because it may, in fact, really discourage them if you don't really know them. Your intent was to do something encouraging. In reality, you didn't, because you didn't even show that you were concerned to know them. You just wanted to feel good about helping somebody else. So let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. It's about understanding each other, loving each other, having thoughtful consideration for each other. How we can know the beauty and mystery of somebody else's life, the struggle and heartache that they're going through, and how to love them, and how to be the body of Christ for them. We have much to be thankful for, all of us, much to give, and also much to lose. For Jesus in the gospel. The more disconnected COVID seems to make us, the more we recognize our need for each other, for the body of Christ. Amen. Each of our members play an indispensable role in how we and I am designed to mature and grow. In some way or another, I need you. Your gifts, your prayer, your willingness, your criticisms, and more, for me to be who I'm supposed to be in God's design. For this, at times, we need to consider more deeply, more creatively, more inventively, timely and appropriate ways to goad and buck each other's horses, spur one another on. I need you to spur me on. I needed some spurring this morning. I got a little kick from Kevin and Ruth. And you need her or him to spur you on. And they need me to spur them on. So our 2021 prayer topics are very simple based on the key verse. So I'll have Wen show them up on the screen. Number one, hold unswervingly to the gospel hope we profess. Hold unswervingly to the gospel hope we profess. So as we listen to God's word and meditate scriptures together this year, we want to see the way God is helping us, encouraging us to hold unswervingly to this gospel hope. Number two, stay centered in Jesus and the faithful promises of God. Staying centered in Jesus and in the faithful promises of God. Number three, consider inventive or creative, thoughtful, careful, goadingly ways to spur one another on. And then the goals that kind of go with those prayer topics are a little bit tentative at this point, but this is at least how we are communicating them at this point. Number one, intentionally use the calendar and passages to reflect the gospel. Number two, engage the living presence of the living God in multi-generational Sunday worship. Three, mature and build relationships in small groups. Serve in ways to integrate campus, children's, and community ministry. Five, expand our prayer and engagement in local, family, and world mission. In conclusion, this year we anticipate the need for an unswerving hope in the faithful God of gospel promises. As we progress through the uncertainty and the excitement of 2021, we believe the faithful God and his promises will come alive in word and spirit. We will creatively consider how to spur one another on in our individual and corporate faith journeys as the body of Christ. Okay, let's read our key verse one more time. Thank you, Lorraine. Let's go. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And let me pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word and for your presence, for your desire for us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, and to make that hope come more and more alive and more define who we are, where we've been, where we are, and where we are going consistently in our lives, embedding our stories in the gospel story, shining the light of Jesus and his love to a dark and dying world and into the dark places of our inner lives and into the places of real need that sometimes remain hidden between the veil of just comfortable life, not needing much of anything. Lord, break through this facade. Show us our need. Make your hope come alive among us. As we begin to come together more and you begin to make the way for this, Lord, through the vaccines and we start to be able to hug each other and see each other. Let's not go back to the old patterns of how we related to each other, but take the opportunity to go deeper, to love more, to understand more, to give deep and thoughtful consideration of our relationships and how God wants to use each other to more deeply discover who we've been made to be as sons and daughters of the living God. Bless our year, all the things you have for us, Lord. Watch over those in need. Continue to bring your healing balm to the Stesinos family. Pray all this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.